Hey, Ryan, that was quite game-breaking at the end. Big goal you were celebrating as it is. This was quite an effort for you guys going into your... I think you were gassed at some point during the game, but you were finally able to win it at the end after 5 games in 8 days. That was quite something.
Yeah, I think Coach talked about character a lot before the game started, and I think that's what we showed throughout the whole game. I mean, including myself, some shifts you don't have your legs, but you just got to grind through it. And I think that our structure really showed, and that's kind of the game that it was going to be. And I think we executed quite well on just showing big character. And I mean, we had a lot of penalties that we killed, and then we also capitalized, obviously, on the power play at the end. And we were just kind of sharp all night. So I think it was a good team win in general.
Would you say that your consistency during the game, all the way around, each and every night, coming back with a good and strong performance on 200 feet can be what can bring you back in the NHL?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's the type of player I pride myself on and want to be. And I think Coach does a good job of helping me out and focusing on the little things I need to work on. And I think I'm just getting better with him every day. So especially with faceoffs, I've won a lot more these last 5 games, and it feels good to start with the puck, and that's something that gets you on the ice a little more too. So I think those just little things in general are the player I want to be when I get the chance.
I want to pick your brains a bit about your teammates, Blandisi and Teasdale. You guys were playing together all long, and I really thought that you had a good weekend.
Yeah, no, I think the whole week together, I mean, we started playing together, and I think just gradually we kind of know each other's game now, and I think we kind of blend well with one another. We're all pretty heavy. We play heavy, and we get on the forecheck together and support one another. So I think we just mesh together quite well, and it's fun playing with both of them. I mean, Teaser, I know down low he's going to win all of his battles, and he's got really good hands. And obviously that shot he had was real nice. So I think that's always nice to have. And then Joey, he's just kind of like me. We're both pretty quick, and we play a heavy game. So it's enjoyable to play with him as well.
Already 7 games against Belleville in 12 hockey games this year. This is a lot of games, and there's a rivalry out there. It's been like that since the beginning of the Rocket organization for 4 years. But I thought that this weekend it was about to get on another level, another notch right now.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, when you play a team 7 times in 12 games, I think rivalries are just – going to happen, even if there isn't one there. So you see the same faces, and people remember certain hits or plays like that. So it's all part of the game, and I think our team does a good job of sticking with it and trying to get past that stuff. Obviously sometimes it gets to you, but that's just part of the game too, and it makes it more enjoyable, and I think our team responds to that quite well.
All right, Ryan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question, Nicolas Landry, RDS.ca.
Good evening, Ryan. That was a heck of a shot on the game-winning goal there. Can you tell me, is it some tendency you saw on the goalie on video, on tape, or is it a hole that you saw on the moment? Can you talk me through it?
Yeah, it was a little bit of both. I remember Coach obviously talking about earlier how they got a little older goalie and he goes down a lot. So I knew that upstairs was an option. And then previously, actually, in the second period towards the end, I had one down low, and I tried to hit Teasdale back door and they got a stick on it. But I remember looking, and the goalie was kind of cheating on that pass. So it was kind of a similar shot where I knew that goalie probably thought that I was going back door. So I saw like that short side angle, and I just decided to take the chance.
Yeah. It takes a lot of confidence also, I think, to go for a shot like that. Do you feel you're playing confident right now?
Yeah, for sure. I think just consistency, and that just kind of when you don't think about the game, it just your mind takes your ability kind of takes over, and that was just kind of my ability, just making the play happen, seeing it short time, and then not thinking, just kind of doing it. So I think that's kind of the part that was good about it.
You were talking previously about the rivalry that's going on with Belleville. Were you as surprised as I was to see Belleville drop the mitts in the third?
I mean, I've never seen Belzy drop the mitts, but no, it fired me up. That's for sure. He's the guy that gets everyone going. And I mean, I respect him so much. He plays the game the right way, and you can learn a lot from a guy like that. So to see him do that, it was awesome. And I think he was a little fed up with their team. And I think that just was his last point. So it was exciting. I think it got us kind of fired up too.
Lastly, how do you feel about the long road trips coming up? 8 games on the road.
I'm excited for it. I mean, we've been at home, and we just got back from a little road trip, but I think it'll be a good test for us. I mean, with travel and everything, and playing Manitoba, who we played tight with last time, and then starting a new team with Calgary. I think it'll be a good test for our team. And I mean, it's always good. You can, I mean, on the road like that, there's not much bonding that you can do, but I think it'll be good for us. I mean, we can't do much here, so it'll be good to have all of us in one hotel room, and we'll be able to eat meals together and kind of hang out. So that part of it, I'm excited for too.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks.
We'll take two more for Ryan. We'll go with Amy Johnson and Jared Book. Amy, you're up.
Thank you. Hi, Ryan. Talking about how you feel very confident this season, how can you describe a little bit how important and how meaningful that is for you to be playing with that kind of confidence, not only in yourself, but knowing that your coach has confidence in you, he's putting you in positions of responsibility, he's relying on your line quite a bit. Can you just describe how important in your development and in your game-to-game playing that is for you?
Yeah, it feels good. I think that's kind of the player that I see myself as a 200-foot player who plays both defensive well and offensively. So I think we've been doing a good job with that. My line, we've kind of started to kind of mesh with each other, and it feels good. So just I think it's a good starting point, and I do feel more confident. But at the same time, there's always room to grow. So I think these next, especially this road trip, I mean, it's going to be, I think we play 8 games in 13 days. I think that's another big test. I mean, you got to play hard all the time and be sharp mentally. So I think this will be a good test for our, not just our line, but our team in general too.
And just finally, that actually kind of goes along with what I was going to ask you next is you say, you know, that's a good starting point. So everyone knows development happens at different paces for different players. Do you, you know, you're 7 points in 12 games now. Do you pay attention to your points as much as you do just the details of your game that you need to work on week to week, day to day? And how do you, where do you see yourself fitting in this year?
It'd be dumb to say, no, I don't, but I mean, you do to some extent, right? But for me, it's just, I think when you play the right way, you see things work out your way. Like for example, last game, I had that goal on the power play where it bounced off of two skates and it was lucky, but there's the two games earlier where I didn't get 1 point, but our line worked them all night. So I think it's just if you keep working the right way and get pucks to the net and constantly create chances, I think at some point they're just going to go your way and bounces will happen. So I think that's just like, if you can stick to your game plan and kind of listen to your structure and do that, I think then the puck will end up rolling your way. It's just a thing of karma in that sense.
Great. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Last one, Jared Book.
Hi, Ryan. Yesterday, you guys kind of struggled 6-on-5. Joel said that, you know, you guys didn't have a chance to practice it very much. Having the opportunity to do it again today, how much did that help you guys in today's game?
Yeah, it helped out a lot. I mean, one of the best lessons in life is experience. And I think that since we got scored on there yesterday, like you said, I think it was a good learning experience and we kind of went through it. And I think guys were a little sharper towards the end of the game, knowing what's coming. And I felt like we were not just prepared physically, but mentally. And I think everyone was kind of in the right spot, and that helped out to knowing that you do your job and the guy next to you is going to do your job. So when all five guys were on the same page, I think it makes it a lot easier to handle that situation.
Perfect. Thanks.